This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you.
As usual, I have an overflowing cornucopia of critical news, incredible clips, amazing guest, in-studio guest, you name it. But the first thing we need to just point out here is this is CNBC's headline. AI will be billions of times smarter than humans, and man needs to merge with it, experts say at the World Government Summit, hosted in Dubai with CNBC. And that the agreement, the consensus is humanity's over, and we need to decide how we're going to merge with machines. That is the total globalist takeover plan that I've been warning you about for 20 plus years. That the media attacks me for daily. They try to ban us for, but there are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, who could get over this headline? Vatican, China, is the best example of church's social doctrine. Beijing defends human dignity, Bishop says, and the Pope's gone on to second that. Conservative Catholics are expressing shock at Pope Francis's zeal and embracing the totalitarian government of China. Think about that. China has killed more of its people than anybody else in history. Everybody puts down the Chinese being used on the railroad in Western expansion. It's true. Chinese merchants would bring the Chinese in slave cages and sign contracts with companies to let the women be prostitutes until they died, you name it. And today they sell Buddhists, Christians' organs. It's a total totalitarian regime. But the Pope says it's great. Now, that's just two articles. So world government's here, world government summit. We're going to get rid of you. Communism's great. The Vatican's totally captured by the globalists. Just think about how insane. I told you there'd be a Pope 10 years ago that would endorse communism and say China is the best to its people. It's all about a sick joke. It's like he's got 200-foot walls, but he says let more Islamists in and let them rape and kill everybody. And meanwhile, his deputy's a pedophile and all this other stuff happens. And this is some sick people. Meanwhile, Obama's artist portrays white girl beheaded by empowered black woman. Imagine if Trump had a painter, had a portraiteer, who on the side jobs knowingly painted images of empowered black women. There are several images of these cutting women's heads off. In fact, the article we have only has one of them, but you can pull up. Here it is. The royalty of the black woman is only expressed by chopping white women's heads off. And the guy also paints sperm all over the paintings. I'm not kidding. You can't make this up. So that's the type of mental illness we've got operating here, and the type of true anti-human degeneracy being pushed by the globalists to cause total divide and conquer. Meanwhile, Yellowstone eruption, supervolcano under strain. Experts find magma chamber pressure increasing, and that is going to dial into some other big stories we've got along those lines. Bill Gates is calling for censorship against the Internet, what he calls hate speech, and so is the head of Unilever, telling YouTube and others, if you don't start censoring libertarians and conservatives, we're going to pull our money. Doesn't mean don't run our ads on their shows. Just get rid of them, period. So the authoritarianism is truly metastasizing as humanity awakens from its slumber to this serious threat. Speaking of that, nationalism sweeps Costa Rica. Christian preacher shocks presidential election. We're going to be getting into that versus the hell on earth that is Venezuela as that descends from anarchy into total and complete barbarism. And also, North Korea threatens more electromagnetic pulse attacks on the West. And I have gotten a lot of shocking contacts from our military contacts, but what they're being briefed on, what they're being told about the end of March into early April, the fact that they think North Korea may test more missiles or even attack Japan or Seoul, South Korea, after the games. So that is definitely being put out there by the Pentagon for anybody that will listen. So it's all coming up in an incredibly important transmission. Oh, and some other key little goodies there. They're going to ban best friends in public schools.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, the 13th day already of February 2018. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, and there's the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone will be in studio coming up today as well. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, the Pope has said that Communist China embodies human dignity and taking care of little people. That's like saying Adolf Hitler embodies Jews living long, healthy lives. But it's all about breaking your will, totally confusing you, and demoralizing you. The globalists, with their doctrine of communism, have totally captured the Vatican using child sex rings and blackmail, which has all been in the news. Meanwhile, Obama's artist portrays white girl beheaded by empowered black woman. It doesn't just show that she's painted hundreds of these paintings that this individual has, showing that the royalty of a black woman is to kill white people, is the quote. To show the total embodiment of this is critical. Again, our article only posted a few of these. If you go to the Wrap, they've got a whole bunch of these with the evil white women having their heads chopped off. So that is all going to be coming up in the next segment when I line all that up and get that ready to show you. So I'm going to show you the full horror of this. Again, imagine if President Trump or anybody else had a person they hired to be their painter, who paints images of white people murdering black people. But this is all about hyping up the total racism and total racial division, knowing that it was whites and Westerners and Christians that tried to end slavery globally. So we have that guilt complex. We will submit then to people being trained to openly kill us. So this is the total Hollywood war. That's why they've got Black Panther coming out. A Germany Afghan migrant killed woman in front of her kids because she converted to Christianity. Sessions invokes Anglo-American heritage of sheriff's office. They call it some type of Nazi code word. That's in the Supreme Court rulings. And it's like saying Judeo-Christian because the Old Testament's Judaic. The New Testament is the New Testament. That's what it's called in jurisprudence. That's where it came from. Just like saying the Romanic languages come out of Rome. It's just a simple scientific word, a term. But see, they don't care because it's all about waging war on reality, waging war on communication. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, that's just some of what's coming up. We're also, as I mentioned earlier, going to get into open calls for world government at the World Government Summit. But again, we're kooks and crazy. World government does not exist at all. But the first thing I want to air is a little special report. The illusion of globalism is beginning to fade. I'm going to air that report, The Illusion of Globalism is Beginning to Fade, before we run through all of this incredibly important information for you here today. And I have huge news on the North Korean front as well. But first, here's this report. The illusion of globalism is beginning to fade. And once you've taken your blinders off, or you could reverse that and said, taken the sunglasses that the establishment doesn't want you to wear and put them on, like they live, you then see for yourself that you've been lied to over and over again by so-called mainstream media that's simply bought and paid for by multinational interests that have conquered this country. And it doesn't mean that when you support InfoWars or President Trump or nationalism or free market capitalism that you think you're perfect or you think we're perfect. But we know it works 1,000 times better and is what builds big, open, free, wealthy societies. Now, that creates the byproduct of decadence, so that's certainly a real issue. But globalists like George Soros that have been openly bragging that they are funding, trying to keep the EU in control of countries that never voted to enter it, like the UK, the fact that he's so brazen and so out in the open only will accelerate the planetary awakening to their tyranny.
With another 280 North Koreans crossing the border, soon all eyes will be on one member of the delegation. Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, will become the first member of the Kim ruling family to set foot in the country.
It's the sister of Kim Jong-un, the bloodthirsty dictator, who's constantly threatening to nuke the U.S. and all this. And so they're there as part of a, quote, peace delegation because Trump's put pressure on them. For the first time ever, a member of the ruling communist royal house, communism is always royal, it's no form of royalty. It's the first time they've come to the table because they understand all the trouble they're in. NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN all praised her and said she was glaring at Pence, and liberals said, oh, we hope she attacks Pence, and oh, she's so sexy, oh, she's so beautiful. And then when it blew up in their face, they began to remove the video. Look at this. Kim Jong-un's sister stealing the show at the Winter Olympics. Oh, oh, my gosh. They keep more than half their population in slave camps, and they admit that they, quote, take babies like you take a chicken's eggs at birth, so they're not loyal to the family. Millions die every couple of years. They torture people to death like no one's ever seen. And our media, I remember Lester Holt,
Caden, we traveled about 4 hours east of Pyongyang to visit a ski resort that has significance in the recent talks we've been watching between the North and South over the Winter Olympics. This, we're told, is a place where athletes from the North and South will be training together. We were also invited here, I would suspect, because it is not what people expect to see in North Korea, a modern ski resort. It's got patriotic music and videos playing from the screen here and a lot of family out enjoying themselves. We've spoken to some of those families, people expressing a sense of optimism that the two countries are speaking together, a sense of pride that they will be competing together in the Winter Olympics, and also some expressing a sense of greater security given a chance to ratchet down some of the tensions.
Now, you could not support a worse regime living on the planet. Stalin and Hitler were as bad or worse, per capita even killed more people, but probably not even as psychotically ridiculous. I mean, the North Koreans are under total slavery.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, I tempted fate. Last week I talked about how I hadn't had really a fever or been sick other than allergies in about 8 years. And so sure enough, I got a fever last night. And it's gone away, but I am... If you're watching me on television, you can see I'm sweating a little bit. I bundled up last night, let the fever go up to about 103. And that's what fevers do. They get rid of bacteria, viruses, whatever the issues are. And so I'm pretty much out of the woods, thank God, compared to everybody else's had. But that's tempting fate for you. You know, some of these stories I've got here are so big that I really don't even feel like I'm doing a good enough job just mentioning these bombshell reports. But they all tie together. And we're going to break it all down here today. But let me just roll some of the footage I mentioned of what they want banned. And that is when Pence wasn't cheering the North Koreans, And then when the North Korean dictator's sister wasn't cheering the Americans. And our leftist media, like Whoopi Goldberg and everybody else, have said, how dare Pence do this, and just groveled. But see, there she is, not clapping when he was clapping there, actually, for the Japanese. So Pence was clapping for the Japanese there, because I've seen the water shot. The Japanese president's holding up his Japanese flag. And so that's how they're acting. But our media only ran with Pence not clapping to say, oh, see how horrible Pence is. I mean, the North Koreans are a complete cult of evil, complete narcissistic mental patient evil, suppressing their own population. So there's the footage that NBC has been so desperate to pull. After people saw it, but we have a right to show it. We have a right to document it. We have a right to detail it under classic fair use to analyze what's really happening. All right, when we come back, I'm going to get into how they're planning to demoralize us, their master plan, and all this leftist media pushing the idea of murdering white people and how cool it is. And we'll also get to that Vice piece I mentioned where they have these vacation spots free of white people. This is what the left in Hollywood are pushing, and they're successfully dividing our culture to make us...
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, and all of this ties together. All the things we're facing, all the different things we're dealing with. And the big question is, can humans deal with the technology and the systems that we have and the systems that we're developing? Because if you look at what the social engineers are doing and what their internal white papers admit that they are up to, it is a admitted diabolical plan to bring in a one-world government, to dumb the public down, and to make life so unhappy and so miserable that we accept plugging into virtual reality and basically give up our consciousness and agree to be merged with machines, believing that we're going to be given eternal life, but really you're being executed when you give your body up, and the AI computer will just be able to basically fool you and fool your loved ones and fool others that are conversing with it, that it really is the person that's gone on to merge with their silicon gods. This is the admitted plan. And they've got all these viral videos out of Boston Dynamics robots opening doors for each other. Merkel Phelan's written about that today for Infowars.com. But the real plan being pushed by the World Government Summit in Dubai this year is that humans will have to merge with machines, and that you will not be given a choice, and that humans as we know it are over. And again, that decision has been made to do that to you and your family, and to make the world so ugly and so out of control, they turn everything upside down. They have Hollywood attacking the family. They have Hollywood attacking the relationships of men and women. They have the social engineers, the Jesuit Pope, Francis, who got into power, again, using blackmail against the other Pope for reported pedophilia within the Catholic Church. His deputy gets busted trafficking 100 children. He says last week, shut it down, don't talk about it. I mean, these are monsters, ladies and gentlemen. He comes out and says China's the best example of church's social doctrine. I know I've already mentioned this three times today. It's so big. Pope Francis' zeal in embracing a totalitarian government of China by first agreeing to replacing underground church leaders with state-chosen hacks, and now with a top Vatican official saying those who best realize the social doctrine of the church are the Chinese, and that the Chinese communists have done amazing jobs for the church. That's how they plan on making it so ugly you'll go ahead and merge with AI. And then, what did Sean Parker talk about last year, the former head of Facebook? What did other executives at Facebook this year come out and say? We did this to make you alone, to lower your IQ, and to make you depressed, and we have bots and fake people that nudge and control you socially into the worldview we want for control, and we admit this is immoral and bad. And that's why here's NBC New York. I have another one here, CBS News, New York. No more best friends. Some schools consider banning best friends. It goes on to say, this is all happening, it's just happening in Europe, happening all over, it's a global movement. rumored to have first started in Prince George's South London School, yeah, Tavistock Institute. The push for breakup best friends is catching on, says clinical psychologist Dr. Barbara Greenberg. Yeah. Don't want to have people you actually count on. Just kind of have a bunch of friends you don't really know. There has been a movement in some American schools and European schools to ban the phrase best friend. Oh, see, banning words. It's not just Nazi words. Greenberg said the idea of banning the phrase best friends is a very intriguing social experiment. Oh, you're in a social experiment, see? They want you totally alone. They want your soul. They want you under the screen sickness. Totally alone, disassociative, like a sociopath or a psychopath, but artificially unable to communicate or interface with other people or to ever really just pay attention to what people are saying. The attention spans are now less than a goldfish in the Western world. That's on record. People can't remember stuff 10 seconds to the next 10 seconds. Prisoners designed by the psych warfare chiefs with TV in the last 70 years, lowering the attention span so that people can't even put two and two together. And so you can have all the liberal leaders and all the different national black leaders and people calling for race war and have President Obama's painter who did his portrait showing women's, white women's heads cut off and saying it's part of the black royalty of a black woman to have an arrogant, insolent face with white women's heads cut off. That's what he paints. This is the total mental illness. We're going to cover that again, as I said, coming up in the next segment with the Vice clips about vacationing away from whites. And then it's like whites aren't human. They shouldn't know how to travel or live. Where are they getting this? From the universities, from the big banks, with their agenda to totally make society and culture dysfunctional. And then if you try to counter it, Democrat corporation pressures YouTube to censor content or else, including InfoWars. And that ties into Bill Gates says that they need to censor off the, quote, hate news. When this is pro-love news exposing the globalists and trying to fight for our humanity. Now, we're going to go to break, and when I come back, we're going to get into the screen sickness. We're going to get into the AI takeover. We're going to get into how we can stop it by waking people up across the board. And another way you can stop it is spreading the videos and the articles from this show. They're fighting every way they can to stop you. I got a whole bunch of messages here, and I'll show you some coming up where people said that they no longer get our YouTube feed and their subscription. They no longer get the Facebook feed and their subscription. They got to go to the site to find it every day. They got to go to Facebook, my own page, or YouTube to find it. And that's all part of the incremental censorship that internal documents and hidden cameras from Project Veritas have shown. So, again, we know what they don't want getting out. Let's get it out. And we also need your financial support, and we got great products you need, so it's a win-win. If you just commit to sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. We have the InfoWars Live Daily Digestive Pack with the Carnivore for helping digest meat and fats better and absorbing it better and getting better nutrients, having a healthier gut, and FloraLife, 15 billion live active cultures, the highest quality strains, great for your gut. That's 50% off. For a limited time, that special is about to end. Also introducing Icarin for the liver and the kidneys with the strongest milk thistle extract, 600 mg, N-acetylcysteine, and so much more. That's 50% off our newest product. Limited time sales got to end very soon on Cell Force. It's going to be called DNA Force Plus. More CoQ10, more BioPQQ, the highest quality. That's 53% off right now. You cannot beat that deal, but it is about to end. And don't forget, you get 5% off on everything on top of it on every purchase with Patriot Points at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You built the InfoWar. We salute you for doing it. Please help us expand in the face of the enemy because there is no contraction. We've got to expand.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more facts, more fears.
The scientific destabilization of civilization, preparing the planet for an AI takeover. That is the publicly admitted world government plan, CNBC now reporting.
Implanting things in your brain is beyond the creepy line.
Take your destiny in your hands and don't let these people control your future.
Initialize my modem.
I've got one that can see.
Oh, ah! Now put your monkey down with the sickness. Get up, put your monkey down with the sickness. Get up, put your monkey down with the sickness. Open up your hate and the death of the mate. Get up, put your monkey down with the sickness. You must not get up, put your monkey down with the sickness.
Congresswoman Clinton Morris and Candy Crush during the State of the Union address.
Oh, wow. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your face and then open the face. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You must not get up, come on.
The admitted plan is a scientific breakaway AI civilization that is destabilizing the current human-based civilization ahead of the AI takeover. Now, I've been retrospective quite a bit lately, and I've been thinking about what have I not done a good job on? And it's going back to Endgame that I made 11 years ago and to other reports where we laid out exactly the plan, word for word, what is in CNBC today from Dubai at the World Government Summit with top world leaders and top tech company execs and top futurists saying humanity will be obsolete within 30 years. We will merge with machines and everyone else will be exterminated. Now, that is the plan. Oh, but just last year, the New York Times said, what is globalism? The thing Alex Jones made up. And it was a huge article saying globalism doesn't exist and Jones is insane. That's the mind trick where they're building a giant breakaway civilization. I've probably read 500, I don't know, articles that are white papers written by them. I've read a bunch of books they've written on it. And it's the most satanic crap you ever read by these executives. They're like, I will become a god and everyone else will bow before me. And if you don't accept AI, I'll step on you like a bug. And we're going to blast off of the corners of the universe and take over. And it's going to be unspeakably great. And I'm going to, and it's just crazy. And you read about the executives, half their kids, like I said, end up in prison or committing suicide. They're totally dysfunctional and crazy. I've been around some of them before. They're clearly on some type of high tech drugs. And, I mean, these people shouldn't be charting our course. And all I'm saying is they admit the attack on the family, all the race war crap. All of it is to demoralize us and to make a future very bleak so that we all just give into video games, TV, Hollywood, our smartphones, which they admit disassociate us from friends and family, disassociate us from neighbors. And if you just joined us, I'm reading from Australia to Germany to the United States, we're like, it's a wonderful experiment getting rid of best friends and maybe friends, period. They don't want you to have people you count on, a husband, a wife, a best friend you've known since high school. They don't want you to have those commitments. They want you totally alone. That's what they said they funded, the whole free love thing in the 60s. That's in all the white papers from the 50s, again, from the Tavistock Institute and others. They said, we're going to push free love so that people don't stay together and don't even care about their kids so the state can take control of the family. And it doesn't mean I'm sitting here like some goody two-shoes going, you're going to go to hell, son, if you have sex with that girl. And look, I grew up in all this. I'm not a hypocrite. And I ended up having a family and having children despite the system designed to keep me from doing that, or to have me actually with my children. But it worked as hard as it could to try to stop that. And still works to try to stop that. And they admit their whole plan is, you can't have a family, you can't have church, you can't have God. Remember at the State of the Union? MSNBC, CNN, they all had pundits going, whoa, what is that? You don't get that anymore. That's a bygone era. Yeah, there's a DW, a big German news. Hello, big brother. How China controls its citizens through social media. And if you don't behave, you get banned from it. And then you have a global score. When I mean global, it's not a worldwide score. It's global in all of China, which now makes it global. A 360 overview where that ties into all your real credit and everything. And if you behave well, then you get more little chits in your video game. It's the Gulag Archipelago meets the digital gulag. How does Max Kaiser put it? You merge a casino with a gulag, casino gulag. Social credit system, which blacklists citizens. We first reported on that. It's all over the news in 2018. We first reported on that. Paul Watson did 4 years ago. And They banned that article on Facebook and Twitter. I mean, they were so scared of that. And if you want to know, again, why they're so scared of us, we will simply go to white papers where they're getting it ironed out, getting it ready before they roll it out ubiquitously. We'll go in during beta and go, hey, this really sounds bad. Do you think this is a good idea? They don't want your input socially. They want it to just roll out everywhere, and then suddenly all the TVs are watching and listening to you, and suddenly your kid's got a smartphone lowering their IQ, and they don't care about you anymore. They want to hit you. Oh, you know, 50 years after fluoridation. Wow, fluoride causes lower IQs. Wow, it causes all sorts of lower fertility and cancer. Wow, when it's already too late. You're already down with the sickness. So when you look at Facebook, Twitter, Google, they're all using the Chinese model, and it's all I have Bill Gates today and the head of Unilever saying, shut down conservative media. And then that's supposed to control you, what you say and what you do, or you'll be banned off those platforms. But then pretty soon you're banned no matter what you do, because it's all about total control to where you can't even say best friend. The idea of banning the phrase best friend is a very intriguing social experiment. It's like a fun thing. Oh, we're banning best friends. We're not in a cult or anything. Oh, let me show you this. I mentioned it. Here it is. Obama's artist portrays white girl beheaded by empowered black woman. Infowars.com. This is the portrait artist for Obama, who he's supposedly real good friends with. This just marks the latest in every form of leftist art being supercharged with racial hatred. Talk about butchering a white woman. I'll just butcher the name. Kyan Wiley. It's like Kai Wiley, the artist behind the new portrait of President Obama, portrayed the beheading of a white girl by a black woman, 2012. She does a bunch of these, or he does a bunch of these. The art piece, Judith Beheading Holofernes, places a woman of color, specifically a black woman, in a position of power and majesty. This is so important because of the racism and sexism that women of color have historically and continue to face today. Now, that's why everybody's trying to get out of Africa and get over here as soon as possible. I know everything's so horrible. And here's another one. Here she is beheading the redhead. And just look at the arrogant face they painted on this woman, of just like full of herself, hateful, like Oprah Winfrey, bitching that she has billions of dollars, and then chopping the evil white woman's head off. And then white women just grovel and beg, oh, you're right, we're bad. But again, remember what would happen. Just think about it. If Trump or anybody else had someone that did their paintings and had big public events, Obama unveils it, worships this guy, who, again, most of his paintings have little sperm painted everywhere and all sorts of other weird stuff. And then here he is with this lunatic unveiling this painting yesterday. McGreen put a little funny piece together where what the painting should look like. And it's just crazy. This is the total race war narrative that's being pushed to put huge chips on everybody's shoulder. We've got incredible footage coming up on the other.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Adventure.
Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way, ain't nothing gonna make it happen. You gotta love some Steppenwolf bringing us in live. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, getting back into the open attempts to destabilize our civilization, in the words of the World Government Forum, World Government Summit that CNBC is reporting on, there is a destabilization happening of our planet in a massive, massive, massive way, so the establishment can control things and build the world they want and greedily have all the advanced technology, have the life extension, have it all for themselves, and not have any pesky republics or pesky constitutional democracies get in the way of that. And so the average man's an expert on football, an expert on acting cool and acting powerful. The average woman is an expert at, you know, playing the victim or fighting with her female comrades. And it's just a wrecked society. So we have Obama's portrait artist talking about the royalty of a black woman showing supremacy by killing white people and severing their heads, which I'll assure you is going on in Africa, black on black. So it is bizarre that the West has this idea of itself as bad. We then take the position that we're inherently evil, but everyone else who's not white is inherently good. And then we wonder, we have some video of this, of why people like President Obama would pick a portrait artist and have a big press conference when it's known, going back to 2012, that he painted a series of paintings showing white women having their heads cut off as an act of racial superiority and supremacy. Imagine that. We should Photoshop this with the head of Trump and then it's the head of Obama in the hand. I want to do that right now. Not that I want Trump to cut Obama's head off. I want to put it side by side and say, you know, with a shot of Obama with the portrait unveiling yesterday, a screenshot, saying Obama's artist, Obama's portrait artist, paints black women murdering white women. And then next to it have that, and then say, imagine if Trump did something like that, and have Trump's head on the woman with Obama's head in his hand. Now, I don't want any violence against President Obama. Turn him into a martyr. God, no. I'm saying I want to illustrate, and they'll probably attack us, and knowing Media Matters and the Nazi collaborator George Soros, they'll clip just the image. I'm predicting this. They will clip just the image of Trump's head on the black woman cutting the white woman's head off, but we'll reverse the heads. We'll show Obama. No, we'll show Michelle Obama's head getting cut off, and we'll show Trump doing it or Melania doing it. That's even better. We'll have Melania cutting Michelle's head off. And again, I don't want that to happen. I'm totally against this. But this is who the president, the former president, for elected by white people in record numbers, the same white demographic that elected Trump, just want change and freedom and getting along. They sit there. Think about this. Let's put that back on screen, please. Imagine this particular photo right here with the black lady cutting the redhead's head off. Imagine if you stuck Melania Trump's head on that black woman, and then stuck Michelle Obama's head in the hand. Can you? I mean, it'd be civil war. It'd be the end of the world. So to cause debate, I want to get the entire graphics department on this right now. And again, people get what I want. We're going to show the screenshot of what I'm about to put on screen for TV viewers. Obama yesterday at the unveiling of this. And then you'll say, here is the artist that Obama had do his portrait, who paints paintings like this, showing black women cutting white women's heads off as part of black empowerment, what he says, part of the royalty. And then say, imagine if the roles were reversed like this and show the image of Melania Trump cutting the head off of Michael Obama, excuse me, Michelle Obama. Imagine that. Again, that is, and I don't want that, but I have to do that at InfoWars to illustrate. But see, they'll say, oh, we're censoring that hate image. We're censoring that. We're going to say we're going to kill you. We're going to push all this. We're going to engage in all this behavior. But you can't even point out what we're doing is hypocritical, because that's how they operate with the censorship. It is incredible. Now, speaking of that, this is a Vice program that aired last Wednesday. I happened to see it and sent it over. I'm glad it was a big national news story by this weekend, but it's funny how we would have had the story first. It's not a big deal. It's just now it's a big national news story, and I'm glad. But I guess I dropped the ball. But now today we're going to get to it. This is just 3 minutes out of Vice we're going to analyze and give critique to. No whites allowed. Now, a lot of universities already have segregation again. And then days a week where whites aren't allowed, or whites aren't allowed in this area or that area, and it's usually run by white women. But this is the hypocrisy, the racism, the bizarreness, the mental illness, in my view. These women in Costa Rica bitching about the country that helps them have this much money to go do retreats, and they're there saying that whites don't deserve to have passports, whites are inherently evil. Here are some excerpts of that.
Right now.
Yeah. Alexis Bromley is from Nebraska. She needed a break from white people.
In Omaha, it's very segregated. It's hard in Nebraska because it's a red state. And so you just don't know who you interact with on a daily basis, if they believe that you're lesser, if you're inferior, and how that in turn can affect me.
So she decided to go on a women of color healing retreat in Costa Rica.
My blackness is bold.
My blackness is uninhibited.
My blackness is strength.
This retreat is one of more than a dozen black-owned travel groups marketing trips specifically to people who look like Alexis.
You know, not every woman can afford to come out to Costa Rica. What can we do for the racism they experience, for women who can't afford to be part of your retreat?
I think that it's important for people in the United States, black and POC people, to start forming their own spaces there.
Would having white people on this trip ruin it?
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I don't think we would be as open and as honest as we are with the group that we're in now.
Yeah, for black, we knew that racism has been around, but it's
a bit more in our face now, it's made me have to pivot my interactions with people. And like,
by the way, let's hit pause for a moment, please. They're pushing this like it's normal and like it's a good thing. And you've got women going, I don't want to be around whites, so they may think I'm inferior. The colleges and the media have created a total mental illness where no amount of white groveling and laying on their bellies will ever make these spoiled women who are out there lavishing themselves, when half the people on the planet can't even have a vacation once in their life, totally bitching about how whites are inherently evil when it's white people that began to end slavery worldwide, and less than 2% of white people in the United States at the end of slavery in 1868 ever had slaves. 2% of whites had slaves from 1868 backward. Most of the white people in America came after that. More than double, quite frankly. And you always read about Eastern Europeans getting beaten up or killed in different cities because they're white, because they own slaves. Eastern Europeans had no connection to anything. It's just total mental patient land. Let's continue with this quacky behavior.
Like, I can't trust you on friendship level, family level, any level, if you actually are supporting someone that, you know.
See, that's true racism right there.
Do you feel like you've increasingly lost the ability to see any shot at a relationship with white people?
Every time I have a conversation with them, I just pick up on certain things that they say, whatever. I pick up on the microaggression, the passive aggressiveness. I pick up on it. So I decided one day to just eliminate white people from my personal life. And ever since then, my life has been way...
All right, hit pause again.
You know,
she decided to eliminate white people, and that's her right to do it. But I mean, here's the deal. You're trying to give everybody a serious chip on their shoulder that's going to ruin their lives. And folks, this is the globalist answer to bring everybody down. No one will be able to stand up against AI. Nobody will be able to stand up against any of this because humanity will be so turned against itself. This is psychological warfare. Let's continue.
I feel like white people shouldn't even have passports because they've done enough, especially white Americans. Leave them in the United States. They do not need to come here. They do not.
They should be even able to travel.
Yeah. They need to stay in the United States.
But to a white person who's doing their best to be the best white person they can be.
I have no tip for a white person. My tip to white people is to let us have our space, let us have our room, and go hang out with other white people. We're okay. You know, you've done enough damage.
20 minutes down the road, Andrea and a business partner have quietly invested nearly $100,000 to build up their own private retreat space.
This is where we'll have the workshops.
I love how most of these women look like they're about 80% white.
On to start building your own Black Nation out in the middle of Costa Rica.
Then they learn they leased it from a white person.
Starting with yoga. Yeah. Next is going to be like a mini government.
I don't want to have a mini government. But at the same time,
a racially based government. We'll be back where we're building a pro-human future of red blood. We're building a pro-human future against the AI, the real threat. That's why your financial support, InfoWarsStore.com, is critical. Second hour straight ahead.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.